I'm Silvahara Pettyon. Welcome to my show. We talk ordinary people, extraordinary stories, living life on their own terms. Catch it on KIRN 670 AM or 95.5 HD3 FM. Thank you for joining us. I'm Silvahara Pettyon. 2020 has not been easy for any of us. A lot of us have been impacted professionally and personally. Many of us know someone who's been impacted by the virus. And if you're anything like me, you're probably doing your best to stay healthy and keep your families healthy as well. But the truth is, a lot has happened in 2020. The civil unrest, the racial tension, the awakening of the inequality and the racism that exists in this country, including the pandemic and how it's being dealt with. It's just a lot to handle and process for all of us. In an effort to bring some light to our lives, in an effort to spark some difficult conversations, in an effort to create an opportunity to think about the things that are really important in life, and that is family, love, relationships, and connections, I am digging deep into my archives and pulling out some podcasts that we've done in the last few years that were impactful, that touched our hearts, that made us remember what life and love and relationships are all about. Here's another edition from the archives. We hope you enjoy it. You hear me say all the time, everybody's got a story, and sometimes you meet the most unique individuals in the most awkward circumstances. So this is William right here. You seem like a guy who's got a story. So what's your story?
About life?
About life. First things first, tell me about that tattoo.
Which one?
The one on your arm,
this
yes.
This one?
Well, that's a cool one, but the other one.
Believe.
Believe. Let's see.
You got to believe everything happens for a reason. And today, it rained so I couldn't load my U-Haul, so I had to be out there 2 hours later than what I was going to be when I left.
Mm-hmm. And then you got caught in the situation.
I got caught, not in the situation, I got caught doing something like that. Any neighbor does.
Right. So, you know, you're ringing.
My pocket's ringing.
Should we stop and answer the phone? We should just let it ring?
Yeah.
What's the most important thing that you would share with someone? The piece of wisdom that we can take away, other than, of course, believe. We got that already.
Well, every second has an issue. Every second has a lesson. I mean, I went through combat. I'm still alive. I went through Andrew. I'm still alive.
What's the hardest lesson you've ever learned?
How to cope with losing loved ones. And my sister's gone, my parents are both gone, but what they've taught me is what I take forward. I believe in God, and He's got a better plan for me.
So the word believe isn't just about believing everything happens for a reason. The word belief is much deeper for you. It has to do with faith.
Yes, very much.
Talk to me about how your faith got stronger.
Seeing my brothers die next to me and living life. And God's been good to me. I'm 70 years old and I feel 30.
So you look good.
It's got it. Thank you.
Your brothers in combat, you mean?
Yes.
Where? When?
Vietnam. In 68, 69, 70. And it's they left for a reason and I'm here for a reason. And I've lost. I've lost a lot of brothers. You had to do this, didn't you?
Well, see, I kind of knew you needed a hug. You all right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to talk about these things, right?
Yeah.
That's
what my psychiatrist says, but I don't talk to him.
How do you cope with that? How do you, because you're not talking about something that any of us don't know about. We all feel lost on some sort of level.
Face it.
head on.
Go face it head on. Whatever your fear is, go face it. After 9/11, I became not fear to fly anymore. What's the worst that can happen? You die? I mean, that's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? No more bills. No more. I can join all my brothers.
You really live by this, don't you?
Yes.
It sounds to me like you also believe that in the meantime, you gotta live.
Yes.
I mean, look at you. Look at you on this. Look at you on this badass bike right here. I mean, you look like you are a man who lives.
I do live.
Every moment.
Every moment. No sense of dilly-dally. Let's go do it.
Not taking anything for granted.
No. Life is a perfect thing. Most times.
How old are you, man?
70.
70. And you ride and live like you're 30.
I have a fear of going, but I know I'll go when it comes time. I mean, what can you say?
Wasn't that an amazing story? You never know who you meet and what kind of story they have. I hope you join me next time. I'm Silvahara Pedion. This is Tia, and we are at the
No Name Pub.
No, really, the name is No Name Pub. That is the name.
Yes, it is.
So there's something unique about the No Name Pub, and if you notice right there, those are all dollar bills. Dollar bills, dollar bills. Tell me about that.
Well, it's just something we've done here a long time ago. We started about 76.
And 1976.
Probably half a mill that we have now, so probably 20 layers deep in some parts.
Anybody tried to rob you before?
We got a good security system.
Because you talk about $500,000, the first thing that goes through your mind is...
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Have people tried?
No.
Because it's really good natured. It's, you know...
Well, it's just, you know, we're on an island, so you can't get out.
True. You can't get out. So we're not
one way in, one way out.
That's right. We're not trying to give you any ideas. So tell me what the best reaction has been of someone. You've been here for 15 years,
yeah.
So you've seen a lot. When someone first walks through the door, what's the best reaction you've ever seen?
Let's see here. Oh my God! I guess. Like,
yeah?
They can't believe it when they walk in the door because it's so thick.
Oh, wow! That's a lot of money. That's like $1 million.
What's it like working here?
It's an amazing place to work at, actually. We're like a big family. Quite a few of us have worked here a long time. And
yeah.
Just, you know, you meet all kinds of people from all over. So
from all over the world, right?
All over. Oh, yeah.
Would you say that's the best part of your job?
Yeah. And you meet new faces and new people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm right here, born and raised.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever leave the island?
No. I've gone on vacation, but never...
You've never moved away.
No, ma'am.
That is pretty cool. So what keeps you here?
My dad was a jarter boat captain growing up, and I can't leave.
What's the best part of living on an island like this?
I mean, everybody's laid back. I mean, like, everybody's laid back, and it's not real busy to where, you know, everybody just kind of takes their time, and everybody's real nice. We're all close.
So this is how it starts?
Yep.
Right here.
Yep.
Okay. Right. What's been the best message someone has written on a dollar bill that you've seen?
Lordy. Oh, no. Oh, man.
Can you think of one?
Well,
I don't have
a saying, but that one's kind of cool over there.
Which one?
See the one with the lady?
Where's she going? She's going somewhere. Hold on. Hey, turn. She's going behind the bar.
See it?
Oh, wow.
Cool?
Somebody actually painted that.
Yeah, I
watched
her do it at the bar.
Wow. Cool? Somebody painted a beautiful painting on a dollar bill and hung it there.
I mean, that's the ones that I like, is with the ones they get creative, you know?
Yeah.
Like this one over here.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
From the No Name Pub. Which key are we on?
We're on Big Pine.
Big Pine Key. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See you all later. I'm Silvahara Pedion. I want to introduce you to Guylaine. I'm going to have her tell you her last name. What is it again?
Godefroy de Monbine.
Yes, and she is with kitchen solvers. And some of you may be like, I don't need any kitchen help, but let me tell you, she's got some really great advice.
I come from a French education, and French, they are, everything is rational. There is Descartes who said, je pense, donc je suis. I think, therefore I am.
Yeah.
But you are not only what you think, you are what you feel, you are what your intuition brings you.
Yeah.
You are your body. You are so many parts. I love being a CEO because it empowers you. There, it was very interesting. My brain was interested with the challenges. My whole personality, it was great. I loved it. But then aspects started to change. First, my back pain. I had to realize that my body was telling me something. Back pain is about carrying too much or carrying stuff that maybe other could help. I also had, there was the political situation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't agree on how the shareholders wanted to go forward with the company. Mm-hmm. So I decided to quit. And since when I was young, before having my children, I loved to write. And I thought it's a good time for writing, for taking some time off. But taking time off was very difficult. And that's when I realized, and until I didn't realize it, I was feeling, in Spanish we say, cucaracha en baile de gallina, which means you don't feel at ease, you know, like you feel like a fish out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a fish out of the water. I was used to be a CEO, to do so many things in one day, and suddenly my days were empty. And I was not feeling good, you know. I was convinced I took the right decision, but I wasn't feeling well.
You felt useless.
Yes, I felt useless. And that's when I realized, oh, I'm addicted to stress. If I'm not stressed, I believe, I have this false belief that I'm useless.
Wow.
And that was the real reason why I quit in the first time. And it's because I wanted to be more focused on who I was more than what I did. So more into the being rather into the doing.
Yeah.
Because at the end, it's true, we are a mixture of that. We are a mixture of what we do and who we are when we do it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, what we do has an influence on who we are, because it's retro, you know, it comes back,
yeah.
You know?
What is your best piece of advice for people who might be in that space, meet people who might recognize that something is not right for people?
Oh,
who, what's your
opinion? Listen to yourself, listen to your gut feelings. I know that we live in a society, in a mood where intuition is very underrated. So when you start not listening to your intuition weakens, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if your intuition is weak, then you are afraid to listen to her. But that's the real thing. We have to listen to ourselves. And I know it's difficult because we have a lot of noise, you know, opinions of others.
So maybe one of the best ways to start is to just find some quiet space and quiet time.
Yeah, and hold there. It's not going to be nice. If you're used to stress, if you go to a quiet space, you will not. It's going to be very hard. Meditation helped me a lot. Meditation, yes. Years, I remember, I did meditation as an act of faith. I wasn't feeling any difference when I was doing it. You know, people think that, oh, you meditate and, oh my God, nirvana. No. I didn't feel any result at that time. I'm feeling the result now, 6 years after.
Yeah.
I've been meditating so much now. I feel it, but at that time, so it's faith. You have to stay there. It's like, I don't know, an analogy I could find about, oh, like sauna. You know, you go to the sauna and it's really hard to stay there because it's warm, it's so hot, you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You have to hold it in there and you'll see the results once you're out, you take a cold shower and oh my God, you're a new person.
Yeah.
So that's my advice, stay there. It's not nice, but then it's the only way to allow yourself to come, your inner self to talk to you.
Yeah.
To understand what is it really what you need and what you want. Life is for this, for you to live every experience possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course it's a risk because it's new. And so you don't know if you're gonna be good at it. You know, I didn't know, but I have a lot of trust in myself. And I discovered, even though I was, as I told you, I've been like 6 or 8 years without working, mm-hmm. from when I stopped being a CEO and now being a very different CEO, because at that time I had 500 people in the company and now I was on my own. But you still have to manage, mm-hmm. correct?
How much do you love what you do now?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I'm excited of doing it, you know, I'm excited of being there, doing a new work, completely new, learning so much.
Yeah, I'm Silva Harapedian. If you like it, subscribe, like, share. We'll see you next time. Bye. Met this man today. His name is
Sam Saman.
He's not kidding. Sam Saman. And Sam.
Sam.
Is fishing today.
I'm new to Miami, but I lived in Ohio for a long time. I'm just happy I don't have to shovel any more snow, and it's been great.
What brought you down here?
A little lady.
A little lady.
Yep, that's right. She dragged me down here. We were long distance, long term relationship for too long. I kept the poor girl waiting and just finally got up.
How long did you keep her waiting?
Oh, maybe we shouldn't get into specifics here, but long enough, much too long.
Well, see, now there's a story behind all of this. How long did you keep her waiting?
Oh, how long has it been, Sylvia? Just nine years. About nine years.
9 years?
Yep,
wait,
about 10.
You kept that beautiful woman waiting for nine years?
Not by choice. She was in school and I was working up there as a manager. You know, at a restaurant, and she was at school getting her master's and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, you know
so
what? Sam.
There's really no excuse.
Sam.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that.
No, true story. Sylvie?
No. I'm gonna call bullshit on your excuses.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep, okay, yeah, they are. Chalk that one up. They were not very good excuses.
9 years? That's a long time. If you really love somebody, it's worth the wait. He's worth the wait, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how do you make it up to her now that you're here?
Well, I mean, put a ring on her finger over there, so.
What? You put a ring on a finger! He put a ring on. Let me see that ring!
Sylvie!
Let me see that ring!
Show her the ring!
Come on, let me see that ring! Finally put a ring on that finger after 9 years. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
All right! You know, we live in Miami, right? There is no shortage of available people. You waited 9 years for somebody.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
What is that one quality, if you could put your finger on it, that one thing that made you kind of go, you know what, this wait is worth it?
Samer's funny and noble, and he always makes me laugh when I'm around him. We just always have such a great time. I don't know, I couldn't find anybody else to connect with like that, so.
Are you happy?
Oh yeah, couldn't be happier.
So what do you do now that you're in the same place at the same time?
Oh, man.
Come here fishing.
Yeah.
Jigs and poppers.
Yep. Fishing for every scenario in there. So that's all a learning experience here, but you know, Miami's got.
You know, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't really either. I know what they're called. I don't know so much how to use them. So.
You lost a fish, didn't you?
Yeah, a barracuda. You snatched it right out of my hands.
Yeah, well, you know, distance what makes the heart grow fonder. So, you know, being away from each other for a long time, and then now that we are together, all smiles all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Look at you, ear to ear.
That's right.
Look at this. Everybody got a story, and today I found a love story. Awesome. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too. Pleasure's all ours.
All right. I'm Silva Hara Pedion. See you next time. You're listening to the Silva Hara Pedion Show. We'll continue after this break.